Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
The Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a kind of advertisement. I don't know about in this country, but in India I was recently watching TV, with all these preaching on TV. It's a little strange because they have breaks in between the Gita in the Gita lecture to have advertisements. In the middle of the Gita lecture, all of a sudden there's some women dancing. dancing girls. Dancing girls. It's a compound. And among the advertisements, they're advertising this TV. This TV channel is so wonderful. Watch Star Plus TV. So they're having the advertisement because they have some motive in mind, as they say in your language, reclama. That means they want the money which is in your pocket, they want to reclaim it and put it in their pocket. They're saying, advertising that this shaving foam, if you use this, then automatically you'll be transformed into Superman. Just by using this shaving foam, your life will become full of all wonderful events. All the women will fall at your feet immediately. So all you have to do is spend $3 on buying this shaving foam. Your life will be wonderful. So they're advertising that it's good for you, but actually they're thinking, how would it be good for me? So the advertisement for Srimad Bhagavatam is not done with any material motive. It is stated that it is good for you, but it is not that the person who is making the statement is actually trying to cheat and exploit you. The Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are non-envious, and it is presented by great sages, Vyas, Shuka, Sutta, and others, who are themselves non-envious. That means they have nothing to take from anyone. They only wish to give that which is for the benefit of others. And they're giving this gift of Srimad Bhagavatam to help others also become non-envious. Here it is mentioned that Shukadeva Goswami was Nivritti Niratam. He was engaged in Nivritti Mag, the path of self-abnegation. That he was not trying to exploit this material world, but to become detached from it. In the Vedic literature, there are recommendations for those on the path of Pravritti Mag and for those on the path of Nivritti. Pravritti Mag means that it caters to the desires of those who still want to enjoy this material world. It gradually leads them towards the path of renunciation. So, advanced devotees, they are not interested in sensing gratification, they're only interested in serving Krishna. Pravritti sarva bhutanam nivrittistu mahaphalam. Pretty much everyone is engaged in activities for sense gratification. But the actual best goal of life can be had from nivritti, from abnegation. But even devotees in the neophyte stage, they're caught between the desire to surrender to Krishna and the desire to enjoy this material world. That is why they're called prakrita bhakta, or materialistic devotees. The difference between a devotee who's fixed on nivritti marg, or abnegation of this material world, there's a difference between devotees who are advanced and not advanced. Those on the path of Nivritti Mag, they're not interested in sense gratification, they're interested only in serving Krishna. Nivritti means to become withdrawn from activities for so-called material development. So the difference between devotees who are fixed in the consciousness of serving Krishna and those who are not is alluded to in Bhagavad Gita. Hari Bol! Now you spoil the class. She was up all night, working all night and doing this, and then when I brought her, I just chastised her. Yeah. Anyway, devotees are not interested in sense gratification. They're only interested in serving Krishna. Well, how does service to Krishna begin?
Through the tongue.
Who said that?
Jagadish.
Through the tongue. Yes. Well, there are different things said in different places. So for now, we'll serve Krishna through the ear, and just a little later through the tongue. So devotees who are fixed, they're described in Bhagavad Gita. Vyavasaya atmika buddhya ekeha guru nandana. Those whose intelligence is fixed, it is one pointed. What is the second half of the verse? Does anyone know? So translation, meaning?
Перевод.
Those whose intelligence is not fixed, it is many branched. Haya mayar das kari nana abhilash. When we become the servant of Maya, we have many, 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 many desires. But when we fix our mind on Krishna, then we only have one desire, which is to please Guru and Krishna. Guru mokha padnavaka chitete kari aika arna kari homane asha. Can someone give the translation? What does that mean?
In the words of the spiritual master.
Mokha means actually in space. Guru Mokha Padmavakya.
I can just give the translation.
One desire to serve Guru and Krishna. So actually, this makes life very nice. As long as we're thinking how to satisfy the senses, then simply agitation. And if we simply think how to please Guru and Krishna, then full satisfaction. Yamuna Acharya, a great Acharya in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, has prayed to the Lord in this way. Again, he used the word aikantik, which means one pointed, which means actually sincere. If we look up in Bengali, what is the translation of sincere? We get this aikantik. It means fixed on one purpose. And the opposite is kapat, which means cheating. It means you're doing something, but you have another motive in mind, like the advertisement, materialistic advertisement. So, Yamuna Acharya says, that when will I be accepted as your eternal servant? Nitya Kinkara means eternal servant. Kinkara, there are different words for servant. Kinkara means like a personal attendant. So he says that by serving you in that way, the mind becomes very peaceful. Otherwise, mano, the mind is always changing, so many different transformations, unlimited. So when will I be very happy to be accepted? I'll be very happy to be accepted as accepting you as the Lord of my life. Sanata, that means person with a master. Prabhupada often explained this in relation to the opposite word, anata, which means no master. Anata means an orphan. Prabhupada often used to give the example of a street dog. A street dog has no master. So anyone who throws stones at it is always in fear, looking here and there to get some food. But a dog with a master, he's very confident. He can bark all night. My master will allow. Even he's going for a walk with the master. And he'll bark at other dogs, or he'll bark at people. Because he's quite confident I have my master. So devotees shouldn't behave like dogs. And be unnecessarily aggressive to others. Devotees should try to cultivate gentlemanly behavior. Of course, Prabhupada noted that in the modern age, gentleman means someone who eats meat and drinks wine and wears a suit. But real gentleman means very considerate of us.
Considerate.
Mm. But the example is there anyway, that a devotee, he feels peaceful and confident. And therefore, in any situation, he feels confident, protected. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashati. That says, Yaham napranashami sachami napranashati. Krishna will keep it there. The one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. So a devotee is confident that whatever I do, whatever may happen, Krishna is looking after me. This is faith in Krishna. Even in great difficulties, he thinks that, well, Krishna, this is Krishna's desire that I go through these difficulties. The materialistic concept of religion is that I'll pray to God and God will arrange for my sense gratification. Who is telling me that? It's Jiva Goswami Das. He's telling me that. His wife was also a devotee, but then the family lost all their money, and then she lost her faith. I mean, it's a very shallow faith. We don't expect people in the beginning to be very strong in their devotional service. But everyone should try to come up, get off the neophyte platform. Become strong, have faith in Krishna. That Krishna is looking after me. Even if I can't stand it, still, I know that Krishna, whatever happens to me, that is the best for me, that is Krishna's desire. That is the more advanced platform of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, the neophyte platform is very dangerous. One can shake and fall and lose his faith at any time. There are various symptoms of the neophyte condition. Some of the main symptoms have been described in Madhurya Kadambini. Someone may be, even though they're not very advanced, they're very confident that, yes, I'm very advanced. Therefore, they can't hear from others who they need to hear from. There are various symptoms. But if we are sincere, then Krishna will help us to come to the proper position of surrender devotional service. Sincere means that we don't want anything except to serve Krishna. We may have, definitely we all have so many material desires that will, that may disturb us at various times. But despite this, if the intention in the core of our heart is simply to surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will definitely help us. We have so much help if we're ready to reach out for Guru, Vaishnavas, all the previous acharyas. They're all ready to help us. If we want their help, we're never alone. If with a prayerful attitude, Krishna, please help me, we chant, we study Bhagavatam, then Krishna will give us so much realization and help. It all depends on our desire. We have to ask ourselves, what do we want? Do we want dhanam, janam, sundarim? Do we want money and the supposed enjoyment that goes with that? Do we want to enjoy the company of the opposite sex, either grossly or subtly? Do we want to be praised and honored by others? Or do we simply want to serve Krishna? So we should assess ourselves, look at our heart and see, what do we want? Do we want to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans? Here in this purport, Narad, Vyas, Shukadeva, they're all mentioned, the three of the 12 Mahajans. And there are many other great devotees also. Maharaj Parikshit is also mentioned in this purport. So do we want to follow in their footsteps and become pure devotees? Or do we have some other program? We have to look and see what actually do we want. Why did we join this Krishna consciousness? What is it meant for? So if we examine and if we understand intelligently that there is nothing to be had, nothing worth attempting for in the Krishna consciousness, then we should pray to Krishna to please give us this gift. Maya is very powerful, that's for sure, as has been discussed in the previous verses. Sometimes Maya is compared to a ghost or a witch, because it's a similar effect. If we're If someone is attacked by a ghost, it's very fearsome. If someone becomes possessed by a ghost, then they act completely forgetting their real self. And whatever they do is simply harmful to themselves and others. It becomes a madman. But actually, there's no need to fear ghosts. As Prabhupada once said, I am ghost-proof. When he came to that Bhaktivedanta Manor, previously that was a hospice.
Previously means that was George Harrison's?
No, he bought it for the devotees. He never lived there.
Oh, really?
So many people died there. There were so many ghosts there. And for some time after the devotees came, they were still hanging around, many of them. Now if you go, you'll find the atmosphere is completely transcendental. And once Prabhupada came, he said, there's only ghosts. Prabhupada said, that I am ghost-proof. So devotees, they become ghost-proof. That means even if you are aware that some ghost is present, who are you? I'm not interested. You're nothing. If you don't fear the ghosts, then they can't do any harm to you. They simply act on the power of illusion. If you just remember Krishna is protecting me. I have nothing to do with you? No. So Maya is like that also. Maya is coming and attempting to take us over and possess our consciousness. But we simply say, who are you? I'm serving Krishna. Don't come with all these silly ideas. Maya will come with so many ideas, one after many. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the example of rivers that flow into the ocean. So in the same way, the desires constantly entering the mind. But the ocean is not disturbed by even mighty rivers entering. It remains calm. So in the same way, a devotee, he remains fixed, immovable, achalam, that word is. Prabhupada gave an example to demonstrate this. He often used to quote him as Vedavadhi mana cheta krishna padara hinde nalala sattama dhava vintam asidhasis Vedavadhi vata nari sangame smayamani smayamane bhavati mukavikaru sushtu nishtivanamcha. It's very high language, but it actually means I'm spit.
I'm spitting.
So he says, this is that since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, I'm experiencing ever new rasa or transcendental exchanges in that service. So then, when the thought of enjoyment with a woman and my mind, my lips curl with distaste and I spit. So Prabhupada commented that means that even if one is engaging in Krishna service, still thoughts may come in the mind, materialistic thoughts. The devotee doesn't accept such thoughts. The devotee does not extend hospitality to bad thoughts. Just like if someone comes to you, someone knocks on your door, rings the bell, ding dong, and says, you open the door and you see someone dressed very nicely and they speak very sweetly. So even though they're very charming in their appearance and their words, you happen to know that they're a murderer. So what should you do? Slam the door. Call the police. Chase this guy away. But if you think that, well, maybe he's not so bad. He's talking very nicely. Maybe invite him into the home. Give him a place to sit. A cup of tea. How are you? What have you come for? Well, I just came to shoot you in the head. So, it's like that. Maya is knocking. Please come. And it's foolishness. You should kick him down the stairs. This is the Vritti Man. If we try to make friends with Maya on the material platform, then you cannot properly advance. You should make friends with Krishna. Have faith in Krishna. Have faith in the Acharyas. Have faith that they can help us. We are powerless. But if we become Sanatana, if we accept Krishna as our master, then we get full protection. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question?
Which of the principles of Sharanagati is the main, foremost, major of these?
Well, the essence is Atmanikshepa, to surrender with body, minds, and words. But they're all important. You can't have full surrender if you omit any of them.
To step on the path of Nivritti Mark, does it mean that we should develop, we should be frustrated in this material life?
Yeah,
to develop frustration in this material life.
Yeah, real spiritual life can't develop unless we're convinced that this material world stinks. Just like there's some dead rat. So when we consider material enjoyment to be as attractive as a 3-day-old dead rat, then we can begin to advance very nicely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that material life is like a hole into which people pass stools. Just like in Russia, in the villages, you get this toilet where you just pass stool and it just stays there. And the whole village passes stool. And in India, where they have such toilets, they're even more spectacular. Because all the stool gets fermented in the heat.
То есть начинают они тухнуть, иными словами.
So it's very good for devotees to visit these toilets. The material world in a microcosm.
Материальный мир в миниатюре.
Just like that story Prabhupada used to tell, truth and beauty. About the beautiful woman who separated the ingredients of her beauty from her body.
Yeah.
And then the man, the romantic hero came and said, well, you're the same woman, but what happened to your beauty? He said, well, I kept it separately, I stored it separately.